Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi, here comes the Super Talk Eagle Hour, back on the air with you across the Super Talk Mississippi radio network, select stations, and online. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight before the game. Great place to cater the next home football game. Dickey's does a fabulous job, and we sure appreciate everything that they do to make our broadcast possible. All right, it's game day. I know it's Thursday, but it is game day. Southern Miss taking on Georgia Southern tonight, ESPN2. Who better to talk to than Jack Duggan, Sports Information Director extraordinaire, who is on the scene of tonight's game. Jack, I think you told me you're actually at the stadium. Set the scene for us there.
I am, Bob. It's overcast. A little, I wouldn't say it's chilly, but pretty good wind. They were expecting some rain here earlier today. I thought it was going to get out of here a little while, but right now, still kind of an overcast day. A little chilly, but not too bad. In fact, it looks kind of like perfect football weather, to be honest with you. My first time ever here. At Paulson Stadium here in Statesboro, Georgia, and kind of reminds me of when I was a youngster watching Georgia Southern in the old 1AA playoffs on TV back at in Decembers when they would play for their national championships when they were at that level. Mm-hmm. So kind of a new, I've been doing this a long time. This is a new facility for me today, and looking forward to a good football game tonight.
That's pretty rare for you, isn't it?
Yeah, every once in a while, you still get to go to some new places, and I'm fortunate to do that here today. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the Golden Eagles coming out and playing hard tonight, and showing what they can do on national TV.
Right. Well, as you released earlier from your office, it's the first time the two schools have played since 1941. And Kelly remembers that game. Well, Kelly, 70-0, Golden Eagles won it.
Yeah, it was just. Hopefully, it'll be the same results tonight.
Yeah.
Things have changed a little.
I'll be honest. I'll take a 1-point win. Just anything we can do to get out of here with a victory tonight would be fantastic. It would put us 4-2 on the year. Put us even more importantly, we would be 2-0 in conference play, winning both games against our East Division rivals. So that would be fantastic moving forward. As this is the first of two straight road games for us, having to go to Louisiana next Saturday.
Jack, when you look at the numbers, and of course as SID, that's one of the things that you do is disperse numbers to other media outlets and so on who cover Southern Miss. But when you look at the statistics, the Golden Eagle numbers, are there any particular stats that jump off the page to you? Because you look at them each week, and you've been able to compare them to years past. But any of the current statistics of the way that our team is performing?
I think just right off the top, you look and you see that the Golden Eagles have averaged 31 points a game. I mean, that to me says that we've been scoring points, and you also look at 10 forced turnovers to just 3 given up all year, and I think we're 8th in the country in turnover margin, and I think those are two things that really, to me, jump off the page for this club this year, and it's been fun, you know, watching this team, you know, as they continue to gel during the year.
Well, when you looked at what Coach Huff did at Marshall, this is about the time of the year, maybe even a little bit earlier, that they started their run to a Sun Belt championship. Who knows, Jack? This might be, you know, starting with last week, we might be in the same boat. Let's hope.
I hope so. I mean, if you look, I think, you know, after the results of last Saturday with Arkansas State beating Texas State and Troy beating
South
Troy
Al,
winning in overtime, I guess. South Alabama Saturday. I think the West is wide open. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if we can continue to play well, and I think there's a chance that we could be playing that first weekend in December. I think I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. And, you know, for a program that won just one game a year ago, I think that's phenomenal. And, man, it's fun to see, at least so far, it's fun to see how the season has played out so far.
Here's one big difference, Jack, compared to the last few years, and that's Braylon Braxton. As you sent us all information, he's thrown 11 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. He's first in the Sun Belt in passing yards, second in total offense, and holding the number 4 spot in passing efficiency. When you got a good quarterback, Jack, the possibilities open up by the dozens, don't they?
Oh, it really does. I mean, I think anybody who tell you that watches football knows that, man, to be successful, you have to have a good quarterback, and I think we do have one. You know, you look, you know, one thing to watch out for tonight, you know, Braylon has thrown multiple touchdown passes in all 5 games this year. You know, he's only one of actually 4 Golden Eagle quarterbacks, but it's been done 5 times, I believe, that have thrown for multiple TD passes in at least 5 consecutive games. Now, Nick Mullins did it 6 times back, I think, in 2015. Austin Davis did it a couple of times during his career in the same year, actually, in 2011. And Dustin Allman did it 5 times, 2003. And then Braylon tonight, he's got 5 straight. So he could tie Mullins for the most multiple touchdown or straight touchdown games thrown. So that's something to look out for tonight. When you're watching the game.
Here's something else I think is really encouraging, and that is that you've got 6 different receivers that have caught at least 10 passes, and 16 different Golden Eagles have caught a pass, which means he's really not dependent on any one or two guys to throw the football to.
No, he's not. And you know, he's not afraid. You know, he's not afraid to throw it around. I mean, if you look at last year's stats, Bob, we had 16 guys catch passes all last year. But the 16th guy to catch a pass did it in the 12th game a year ago. Mm-hmm. We did that through 4 this year. So that just goes to show you Braxton's ability to find different guys open and get it to the guys he reads his receivers, and he's able to get it to the open guy.
Here's something that Dema Mixon brought up yesterday, and it's just jumped out at us when he said it.
No, do I have to listen to something Dema brought up?
You may like this.
Okay, go ahead.
Think of what a story this would be, that Charles Huff wins the Sun Belt Championship. He leaves and goes to the team that had the worst record in the Sun Belt. And what if he could lead that team to the Sun Belt Championship? What kind of a story would that be?
Oh, I think it's unprecedented. It would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it would just kind of cement the type of coach that Charles Huff is, which is phenomenal. And I mean, I have been so impressed by him since day one, since he's been here, and he's been great to work with, and he has done right by our university, by our student athletes. I mean, he's been phenomenal, and it showed on the field this year.
Yeah, and you opened my eyes to that when you had me set up with the lunch interview with him before season started, and he was so articulate, so kind, took as much time as, you know, I wanted to spend with him. And you're right. I mean, maybe the initial image that he was kind of standoffish from everybody was erroneous, right?
Well, I think so. I think he, I mean, you know, the guy is here to win football games, and right. and that's what we want him to do. And so far, I mean, you know, he's done that, and we've shown up every week, and you know, we didn't play incredibly well at Louisiana Tech, but we played hard against Mississippi State, and that's all you can ask for. He's had his guys ready to go every week, and you know, I with 11, I guess 10 days to get ready for this one, I would think that we'd be ready to go tonight.
All right, we got Jack Duggan reporting live from the site of tonight's football game, a.k.a. the old left-hander, a.k.a. Hacksaw. Have you got a nickname you prefer, Jack? I'll let you think about that during the break. And can you share that with us when you come out on the other side?
I guess, Bob. There's some nicknames I think I have I don't think you can say on the air.
There are a couple I'm not going to bring up.
And those are probably names that his wife calls him at certain times.
Yeah, that's probably true as well.
More with our good buddy Jack Duggan. Other side of the break. Hang on as we head into the break. Forest Health reminding you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year. But don't forget about the most important player, you. Get an annual physical, exercise, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help. Expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Right back with more Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour's on the air. Got Jack Duggan out in Georgia getting ready for tonight's ESPN matchup with Georgia Southern. That's exciting stuff. Eagle Tire West sponsoring this segment of the program. Former Southern Miss player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company. On Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, they're family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big, big Southern Miss supporters. Jack Duggan's with us. The scene of the crime, so to speak, later tonight. All right, I gave you 3 minutes to digest this. I know the old left-hander came from your storied baseball past, but Jack, where did Hacksaw come from?
Well, There was a wrestler in the 80s, Bob. His name was Jim Hacksaw Duggan. In fact, he was from New York. My dad actually was from New York. But he had played collegiately at he played football collegiately at SMU and then played for the Jets for a while. Mm-hmm. And then he went on the wrestling circuit. So Jim Hacksaw Duggan was his name, and he always had a 2x4 with him.
Right.
And he had some slogan. I can't remember.
Yeah, well,
I'm not even going to try to embarrass myself with that, to try to remember that. But that was big when I was in high school. And then when I got to college, both the players and also Coach Palmer, who was my pitching coach my freshman year, both saddled me with that nickname. So, you know, I was an 18-year-old, and You know, I wasn't very good with the women to begin with. When you got introduced by the name Hacksaw, you know, you got some really interesting looks, let me tell you. So I remember one night I was in a fraternity house on campus, and somebody asked me, so when I was introduced as Hacksaw, they asked me, so why do they call you Hacksaw? And I said, well, they really never could prove anything. So I got a pretty good laugh out of that. So that was my nickname in college. It eventually got shortened into Hack, which mm-hmm. probably is my favorite nickname. I like guess. Hack. Hack. Although I don't hear it very much anymore. Just my old friends, mm-hmm. People that know me for a long time are the only ones really that call me Hack anymore. But that would be the one that I would probably go by.
Now, let me clarify this. Did the term old left-hander come from your 95-mile-an-hour heater, or was it the 88-mile-an-hour slider?
Well, let me tell you. Let me just tell you. You know, I was playing American Legion baseball when I was 18 years old, Bob. And we were playing on the road somewhere, and my American Legion coach comes in. He said, I had pitched that day, and he said, hey, you know, there was a Red Scout here today who was looking at you. And he said, they had you at 90 on the gun. And I said, 90? Wow. I didn't know I could throw 90. And he goes, well, it was two pitches added together. So so I kind of knew then my baseball career was probably about over. So, and that was, you know, I was left-handed. I could get away with soft tossing at about 82. But mm-hmm. you know, towards my freshman sophomore year, I think I was topping out at about 78 or 79. So that sort of ended it for me. But still great days. I got a chance to play for the great Hill Denson for a couple of years, who gave me my shot to be a statistician. And that led me into a career that I'm still doing, and here I am sitting today in Statesboro, Georgia, getting ready for some Gold Eagle football tonight.
Jack, you talked in the first segment about some of the numbers that jumped off the page. Something that really has surprised me, when you compare the Golden Eagle list of inactives because of injuries, not very many Eagles on that list. When you look at other teams like Lafayette, Louisiana has been decimated by injury. Georgia Southern has had their share. But I think only six or seven guys not able to go. And besides having a good quarterback, the other piece of that puzzle is staying healthy. And the Eagles, our Eagles, are remarkably healthy, I think, 5 weeks into the season.
Kelly, that's a great point. I mean, you know, we've got, I think, four or five guys out tonight. But, you know, I looked at Georgia Southern's, and, man, I think they had, what, 12 or 13, something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, that plays into it, too. I mean, you know, but you still got to have that next man up mentality, because you never know what's going to happen during a game. And but when you can stay healthy and you got guys that you can count on that are on the field, it certainly helps, you know, during a ball game. And, you know, hopefully that'll help us tonight.
And, Jack, can we talk a little bit about our running backs? And the reason I ask that is because we were talking to Danny Reed yesterday, the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles, and he said, in a loving way, he just said Georgia Southern's run defense has not been able to stop a nosebleed. So I think if that's the case, our three guys might be getting some work tonight. Can you tell us about?
I would think so. You know, and you know, Coach Huff in his press conference, Kelly, on Tuesday, you know, he talked about how much his offensive line has improved too, and how much, you know, he had said, you know, maybe a day before that he had had a meeting with him and told him how much that he was proud of him of the progress that he made. Because I think he said that, you know, he had a sort of a come to Jesus meeting with him, you know, back in August, and they had really matured. And, you know, if we can get some push off the line tonight from those guys, and against, as you said, a defense that has trouble stopping the run. You know, I could see a guy like Jeff Pittman, you know, rush for 100. It seems like, you know, he missed the one game. I think he was injured, but he missed the one game But it looks like every game that he has played, he's improved. And I think the two backups, both Briggs and Matt Jones, have also, when they've gotten their opportunities, have done a pretty good job. And then you certainly can't rule out Jalen Carter, who has really shown flashes in kind of a limited role as well.
Yeah, you guys talked about the receivers and Breland Braxton's ability to spread the wealth there. I like what they've done with the running backs too, because always when you got fresh legs in there and can't key necessarily on one guy, and each of them brings similar yet different skill sets to the table, that can only help an offense.
Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. And I look forward to seeing what we can do tonight on the ground. I mean, we had, I think, over 200 yards rushing in our last game, and boy, would love to see us do that again tonight.
Hey, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts about this young man. We met him, I met him for the first time earlier this year out at MCS Home Center, Chris Jones. Great kid, really personable kid. Jack, number 7 in the nation with tackles, 54 tackles in the first 5 games. Man, he is showing off, isn't he?
Well, he's all over the field. And that first game against Mississippi State, he missed a bunch of tackles, but he still got a bunch of tackles. And I think he's improved on that. And, he's had double-digit tackles just about every game this year. And just watching him kind of direct that offense, because, he's the quarterback of he's the quarterback of that defense. And, we go as he goes. And he is all gas, no break, that's for sure. And he's a great young man. I mean, he represented us down in New Orleans for Media Day, Sun Belt Media Days, and was really, really good. And in fact, he was one of the guys that met with the media on Tuesday. And I and a guy who, let's be honest, he could have left after last year.
Oh yeah.
After his first year, and he decided to stay. He's a Mississippi kid who wanted to stay, and he did, and now he's reaping the rewards of that. Well,
if only he'd get in the weight room and bulk up.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, no, he's a specimen now. There's no doubt.
Wow, he's amazing, and the fact that he just turned 19.
Right.
To be built like that at 19. Holy cow.
Hey, Jack, it's fun visiting with you, man, and we appreciate you doing some reporting for us there at the site of tonight's game. We're looking forward to it, and you going to be on the call tonight with John?
Oh, no, I'm sitting in the press box. I'm going to write some notes up and do some post-game interviews, and hopefully we'll be flying back with a victory.
No question. Well, thank you, buddy. It's always good having you on the Eagle Hour.
Bob, Kelly, y'all have a great rest of your day.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Jack Duggan, right. Everybody. Hacksaw, the old left-hander. Kelly, something you said earlier this week, and we're getting a little excited here. You talked about how tough Georgia State is at home, Georgia Southern. You know what their home record is?
Gosh, don't tell me. Don't rain on this parade, Bob.
220 wins and 51 losses. That's their home record since they started playing football.
Yeah, but I think as one of the players said a couple of years ago, and I don't remember which sport, whether it was baseball, basketball, or whatever, well, they ain't played us.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're hoping that's the case.
7 o'clock tonight, ESPN2. When we come back, we'll visit with Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank my buddy Hacksaw, the old left-hander, Jack Duggan, for joining us. Always fun having Jack on the show. And he just maybe Kelly, the hardest working guy I've ever seen. Man, he's pumping stuff out at midnight. It's just not unusual at all.
And I know lots of times people say, oh, those people that work at those universities, they get 3 months off over the summer and they're not working. I'm saying, well, even if they do, it's just making up for all the 14-hour days that they're working during this.
Jack puts in some time, question. Hey, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. I've got one this weekend, actually. Home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. It really is beautiful. With local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West.
Now, wait a minute.
MCS Home Center.
You have a project?
That's correct. I'm putting a fresh coat of paint on my back porch.
So is that a DUI, or what do we call it, a DUI project?
DUI. DUI is something you're a lot more familiar with than I am. I've never really experienced that.
I just, this stuff where you do work around your own house.
It's strange, isn't it? It's a strange thought for you.
I thought manual labor was the president of Mexico.
No. It's good for you, Kelly. All right, DBAT sponsors this segment. Kelly doesn't know much about working out at DBAT either, but in case you want to get better at a sport, that would be the place to go. They're on Hardy Street, DBAT. We really appreciate their long-time support of the Eagle Hour. As well as Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins, Mr. Grubbs, two of my very favorite people, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, Heath Hinton, Big Old Nation, joins us. We were talking during the break. Heath said he had seen it too. Here's a tip. Go to Netflix, watch the documentary America's Team. It is the story of the Dallas Cowboys from the inception of the Cowboys through their dynasty run back in the 90s with Jerry Jones and the great group of players they had. Fascinating stuff, isn't it, Heath? It was really, really an interesting documentary.
It's a fantastic documentary, and I would recommend everybody watch it. Now, Bob's going to get me in trouble on Twitter for not talking about just Southern Miss, so I appreciate this, Bob. Thank you so much.
I got to share the love. You know?
I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
One of the great dynasties of all time, and man, such a colorful group of guys. And Heath, real quick, I mean, how do you not like Jerry Jones after watching that documentary?
It's tough. He was a character all into himself. I mean, the guy really gambled on himself, gambled on what little he had, built it up.
Right.
And you understand, watching this, why he's so protective of his position and what he does at Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I mean, give the guy credit. How much has he changed in the NFL? And from what he changed in the NFL, how much has it changed college sports now?
Right.
It just trickled down. Jerry Jones changed football.
And it showed that he was the first owner that ever had the nerve to stand up to the NFL. And in the end, he won. He won.
Yeah.
And it changed everything about the marketing of the National Football League.
So are you guys nuts? Not talking Southern Miss the way you both get criticized for not
segment alert. Segment alert. Deet, 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 deet.
My Twitter feed is going to be eat up now. I can already see.
Heath, I want to ask you about something. I read an article this morning about the NCAA approving the 15-day college transfer portal window in January and cutting out the spring portal. I read where the Ohio State head coach didn't like it, but it would seem to me that would be a step in the right direction to try to tamp down some of this almost out of control transferring from school to school. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it would also stop a lot of tampering going on in the second half, in the spring part of the year from schools where you don't have that other transfer portal where they can see what you're doing in spring practice. And they like what you're doing. They're going to come get you, you know, in the spring period. I think it's going to cut down on some tampering that way. I do like it. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to transfer portal. There's when you have that much of an opportunity to be able to come in and tamper, it's going to happen. And there really is no gatekeepers in the NCAA now. So you've got to put something, pretty much stamped in place. This is the only time you can transfer. And I think that will cut some tampering down.
Yeah. And when you go to baseball in particular, I remember a couple of years ago how terrible I thought it was that, you're playing in the postseason in baseball, and you get to the College World Series and you're talking all through the World Series about players that are leaving and players that are going to sign pro contracts. I mean, let them finish playing and then move on with your other efforts in life. Is that not fair to say?
I do agree with that. I just think it's too distracting for guys. I mean, don't get me wrong. These guys that are going to sign Major League Baseball contracts, they're thinking about it. But, right. Just let them play the game. Let them just get through the time, and then they can get through it. And, I did talk to Kobe Allen this year, and he went through the process. Let me tell you something. It's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very stressful process.
Right, right. Friday night starter, I predict, by the way. All right, how you like the chances tonight, Heath?
I like Southern Miss pretty good. Looking at Georgia Southern, they're a team that, I don't want to say it, kind of reminds me of Southern Miss last year and the year before that and 2 years before that. Just a team that has a lot of injuries. I think they got 19 injuries. Maybe four of those are probable or questionable. A team that's has struggled on defense because of injuries. Offensively, they're a little better, but, it is a chance for Southern Miss to right the ship when they went to Louisiana Tech. Did not have a good week of practice, did not prepare the right way. Coach Huff said earlier in the week in the presser, they have prepared better. He said he felt like they've had their best week of practice. And I think, with Coach Huff, a lot of it's about the process and about practice and doing things the right way. And it's paid off when the team's done it. They've won. And I think you'll see that this time. I think this is a great chance for Southern Miss to get a road win, get some momentum. And with this two-game road swing coming up, you never know what may happen. The Sun Belt West is a crazy place this year.
And the thing that's still just one little thing that worries me is this is only the second road game that the Eagles have had. And the first one, they laid an egg at Louisiana Tech. And this
let me give you that'll back with you a little bit from that. Coach Huff said that something about that. He said, going to Louisiana Tech, we had players that had really never been over there. Our guys, maybe 10% of the guys ever played a game there. Going to Statesboro, probably 60-70% of the team has played at Statesboro. They know what to expect when they go there.
Now, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, I think that's different.
And I'm from Iowa originally, not Missouri, but I think you got to show me tonight that the road woe at Louisiana Tech was an abnormality and not because, as Bob mentioned earlier in this broadcast, Georgia Southern, good or bad, and mostly good, they're really good at home.
220 wins, Heath, and 51 losses in their football history on their home field.
It sounded like Southern Miss 4 years ago. It's a very proud program, but I will say this for Coach Huff when he talked about the preparing for the game. He's proven he knows what he's talking about to this point, so I trust him on that. And I trust him in believing in his guys that prepared the right way this week. Mm-hmm. And this team, when they prepare the right way, they're hard to beat. You look at common opponents, Jacksonville State. They had to come back in the second half to beat Jacksonville State. Southern Miss pretty much handled them from the start to finish. I mean, they scored a couple of late trash touchdowns, but Southern Miss pretty much dominated that game. I just think this sets up for a good time for Southern Miss and for a good time for them to play Georgia Southern and pick up a win. But, I mean, it's not a gimme by any stretch. They're going to have to play well, but I like what I'm seeing from the team as far as they're getting better. They're getting better, progressively better. The running game's getting better. Braxton pulling the ball down, running for the first down instead of trying to pass, scrambled for a touchdown. He's doing those things now that you're saying, okay, I see why he's, you know, the preseason offensive player of the year. Right. So I'm thinking he's going to have a big game tonight.
Well, they're 2-3. They beat Jacksonville State in Maine. They lost to three pretty good teams. They lost to Fresno State. They lost to USC. Obviously, that was a mismatch.
And your favorite.
And they lost to James Madison, which, oh, I'm so sick of James Madison. Every time you turn up, James Madison is winning at something.
I hate James Madison, too. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I'm telling you. But you got to
respect them. But
you got to respect them, man. I mean, you know, they don't do anything but win.
No, and if and in order to win a championship of any kind at any level, you have to be able to win on the road.
Right.
And again, I sure hope
worried about that.
That we don't get a repeat performance at Louisiana Tech. And I'm sorry for being a wet blanket. And I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I hope I'm wrong. And if they get this one tonight, the confidence that it would inject in this program to be able to win on the road going forward would be huge. Because a lot of the teams going forward, I mean, there's nobody that's that formidable, even when they're on their home field. And you got Texas State here. So,
and they're not wearing the white helmets. They can't win a game in the white helmets. Haven't won them since they pulled them out, and they're not wearing them. So that's a great
sign. Right. All right, Heath, how can people find Big Gold Nation?
Go to On3, Southern Miss, or Google Big Gold Nation. Look us up. Become a member. Have a lot of fun stuff going on. Got a lot of baseball stats for you, pitching and hitting. So a lot of fun times. Bob, I know you love that. So.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate you, Heath.
Thank you, my friend.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Old Nation. We'll be back. Wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
And my next guest is going to like this broadcast brilliance. The fourth segment of the Eagle Hour is sponsored by
4th Street Bar and Grill. And tonight is the place that 4th Street is going to roll out the red carpet. It's game day. Normally we have Mike Frazier on to talk JUCO football. But real quick, Slade White is going to join us from 4th Street in just a minute to talk about all the great specials and things that are going on at 4th Street. But the schedule tonight in the MAC, the Mississippi Association of Community Colleges Conference, PRCC is at Colin. Kahoma is at Itawamba. Hines at Jones, that's probably the biggest game of the night as far as implications go. Holmes playing at Delta. East Central is at Gulf Coast. Southwest at Northwest, that's the longest trip of the night. And Northeast Mississippi playing at East Mississippi.
All right, Slade White does join. How impressed are you with that, Slade? Fourth segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Hey, I'm happy to talk and help me keep the lights on around here. I appreciate it.
How are you, my friend? I haven't talked to you in a while.
We've been doing well. This football season has definitely picked up, you know, from the last couple of seasons, and it's we got a new energy in town, and so we're definitely soaking it up and trying to save up a few dollars for the spring and get to baseball season. So we're just trying to get through this season and move forward to the next one. So, but let's not rush this one.
One day closer to baseball, Slade.
That's right.
Slade, you got wings specials tonight. You got drink specials. Every time Southern Miss scores, you're going to run specials on shots. Kind of fill in some of the blanks for us tonight at 4th Street.
So we're doing a really good wing special tonight. You can get six wings with a side of fries for $8.99, and we're doing just drink and shot specials throughout the evening. And you know, heck, I may go broke tonight if Southern Miss can rally up some points. But we're gonna do some shot specials every time they score. And Booty will be there running the show and having the games on at the front bar and the back bar. And we're just gonna take advantage of having the spotlight on a Thursday night.
And you guys always have the Golden Tee golf. You got the pool tables, the dart boards. There really isn't anything that that people can't enjoy, whether it's at halftime, before the game, or afterwards.
That's right. Yeah, we have all the stuff to keep you entertained, and then a jukebox out in the back. You can play whatever songs you want and enjoy a game of pool and hang out with the friends and, you know, have a couple of cold adult beverages and eat some good food.
Now, I know that you especially like to plan ahead the Super Bowl coming up, regardless who's in it, what are you going to be serving up at halftime for when everybody else is not watching, perhaps?
Well, you know, we may turn over to the Turning Point site thing and see what they got going on. But anyway, no, we'll definitely be having the Super Bowl and Super Bowl special. So we work close with our vendors and try to work things out. And matter of fact, we worked one out today for homecoming. Kelly, you may like this one. It's Fireball is going to sponsor our homecoming, and we're going to do it in the afternoon, so you don't have to be there at 11 o'clock at night. And a couple of pretty women are be giving out free liquor, so that's right up your alley.
The free liquor, not the women's slave. I want to clarify that remark right there.
Well, giving away free liquor might be the only shot I have, but I'll get those details from you later, Slade. We don't have enough time to be able to over that.
It's not going to matter, Slade. When you said free, he's automatically there.
Yeah, you had me. Right. You had me at free.
Had me at free. Don't matter what it is, but we're running specials on Monday nights now and doing college night for the guys, Thursday night for ladies night. We got Halloween trivia coming up, homecoming. So we definitely got a lot coming up, just trying to keep people involved. And we'd appreciate if everybody gave us a like and a follow on Facebook to keep up with our daily lunch specials and, you know, and supporting Southern Miss. We're definitely a Southern Miss bar, and we invite everybody to come see all the memorabilia that we have here. It's like a kind of a mini museum sometimes.
Well, there's no question. You know, Slade, we're fortunate here on this program. We have great relationships with you and people like Justin Harris, who owns Fuzzies, and I know you guys all know one another. And collectively, it's just been better this fall with the football team getting better for you restaurant and bar owners. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I mean, with us being so close to, you know, and just like Fuzzies, they're out the front door of Southern Miss, and we're out the back door. So I don't think people realize how much that when they do good, we do good, and when they do bad, we don't do so well. So this university means a lot to all of us, and we take it very seriously, and we want to, you know, uphold our part and try to serve a good product.
You know,
there's
always been an argument between the academic side of colleges and, oh, you spend too much money on athletics. I hear that argument, but there is a direct correlation of the success of the athletic department and enrollment.
And that's what brings in the money.
That's what brings in the money. So it's a business. Sports is a business decision. Right. You know, the sports teams do, the more students want to go there.
All right. Well, we want to encourage everybody to go to 4th Street Bar and Grill. We think it's one of the great, iconic places in Hattiesburg. There is not a nicer man than the one we're talking to right now. And, Slade, I sure appreciate everything you do with us. And I hope you guys have a great Thursday night and a action-packed weekend at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and y'all have a great day. Southern Miss to the top, y'all. Yeah,
there we go. Slade White, everybody. 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right. Get in front of those TVs tonight at 7 o'clock. Get the chicken wings out and the cold drinks, and let's all cheer on a Golden Eagle.
Leave it to 4th Street.
There we go. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock to recap it all. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.